Welcome to the historic gold mining town of St. Bethans. As we mentioned in the commentary at the St. Bethans turnoff, as you enter the town, you will see adobe or sun-dried mud brick buildings that reflect a construction theme common throughout central Otago. Gold was discovered near St. Bethans in 1862, and by 1864, the new township was flourishing. At its peak, St. Bethans had some 40 business houses, 10 hotels, and approximately 1,000 residents. Within the township are a few remaining historic buildings, such as the Vulcan Hotel, dating from 1869, the Public Hall, which adjoins the Vulcan Hotel, and as you head up the street, the Stone Cottage, the Gold Office, and the Post Office. Given the economic uncertainty that plagued the gold mining industry, it is highly likely that few, if any of the buildings, were designed or intended to last any great length of time. Starting in 1864, Kildare Hill, which is now the site of the Blue Lake, was a hill some 120 metres or 390 feet high that was reduced to a pit 69 metres or 221 feet deep by sinking shafts to bring the rich gold-bearing alluvial soils to the surface for sluicing to extract the gold. In the 1880s, a hydraulic elevator began to be used by the mining company to raise the gravel, and this was reputedly the deepest hydraulic mining lift in the world. By 1933, the Kildare Consolidated Mining Company had reached the extreme depth of 69 metres. Gold pickings at St. Bethans were so rich that diggers began to undermine the settlement's main street, forcing the Maniatoto County Council to serve a writ on the company to stop its operations before the post office, bank and Vulcan Hotel were all sent tumbling into an abyss. And that spelt the end of the golden era. By 1934, the mining ceased, and the enormous hole left after mining was abandoned, eventually flooding to become the Blue Lake. When you head over to the Blue Lake, have a look at the walls of the surrounding cliffs. You will see that they basically drop straight into the lake. If you can imagine, these cliffs were formed by shooting a high-powered jet of water at what was once Kildare Hill, and hydraulically blasting the rock and soil off the hill to run down to where the gold could be sluiced from the blasted material. St. Bethans is reputed to have its own ghost. The spirit of a young woman who died in the tiny central Otago township's Vulcan Hotel is said to haunt anyone who disturbs her occupation of the front corner bedroom, room 1, where she passed away. St. Bethans almost died too. With the end of the gold mining in the mid-1930s, the residents of St. Bethans moved out in droves, leaving it as the small settlement that you see today.